This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's presented by Garrettson Building Supply. Well, it got underway for another year last night. Festival of Lights at River Forks Park. Brian Prowitz, the event chair, on. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kyle.
So, how'd it go last night?
It went great. It really did. It's always something to watch the last few minutes tick down or the last day kind of go by as you get ready for this. And the amount of hustle that happened with our field crew to get everything, you know, ready to rock. And then we had this amazing visit from an amazing family from Springfield, I'm sure we'll talk about, and unveiled the Kerwin tribute sign. I mean, it all just really came together well, and we had a really nice first night turnout too. I think we set a new record with almost 100 cars, so we're off to a great start.
Well, talk about this this kid from the Springfield area.
Yeah, so Austin was a Make-A-Wish kid last year at Christmas, and has just battled all kinds of things from birth. He was never expected to live. He wasn't expected to make it past 9 years old, and he's 10 now. And last year we invited him down to be our grand marshal, and just kind of at the last minute, the family had to cancel. He wasn't feeling good. This year, he's still with us, first of all. The family is as surprised as anyone, but obviously pleasantly. They can't believe they have another Christmas with Austin. And so they loaded up the family van, and Austin and his brothers and sisters came down, and we had fire trucks out there and just made a big to-do around him and his family. And they drove through at least twice. I think they might have gone through four or five times before they finally went home. But it was a special night and a great way to kick off the festival.
Neat. And he was the very first one through, right?
Yeah. We held everybody else back, made sure that they were the first ones through, and I think it was a big hit.
So what can people see new this year, especially, I guess, really the focus is on Kerwin Downton?
Yeah, it is this year. We still have the classics everybody remembers. The Nutcracker's back this year, which was a deal last year. We just couldn't put it all together to get the Nutcracker up, and I didn't even realize how big a deal it was. People were really upset that the Nutcracker wasn't there. So it's back. So I would put that on the list of new things again this year. And then, yeah, right at the entrance, you'll see the Nutcracker and Kerwin Downton in lights with a sign that says Father of the Festival of Lights. And Kerwin died in January of this year, right after we pretty much put the festival to bed for 2020. And right away, obviously, we needed to do something, and putting him in lights forever is kind of obvious, I guess. But boy, it took a lot of work. Convey and their team, Travis Pritchett and his team there at Convey, were amazing, and they put together this display. We did a caricature through an artist, and they took it from there. And last night unveiling it was really special.
And if somebody has never been there before, if they're newer to the area, explain more about what they'll see when they come out.
Well, this is a tradition that started in 1993. It's a Rotary Club event, and it started from the idea that it could be a tourist attraction. That was always the vision that Kerwin had and that the Rotary Club had. And now it's grown to, now it's 29th year. We have 90 plus displays, about a half million lights. It's completely drive through, so nobody gets out once you get in there and you're driving around. So, I mean, it's safe if you're concerned about that. And it's just really become an incredible tradition for people at the holidays. We open up the Sunday before Thanksgiving and go through January 1st. And we've got an e-ticket process this year that's really, really slick at uvfestivalofLights.com, and that's made it even easier, not only for people to buy tickets and go through, but also for us to know where everybody's coming from. And it's been a really nice addition to not only the process, but also for us to analyze just how far and wide people come.
And where do they come from?
Well, Eugene to Medford, but they also, you get those people that are here visiting from, you know, Schenectady every once in a while. So we get some interesting area codes that pop up in there. So it really, but literally from the coast, Eugene, Medford, very common for people to come. Sometimes points further north and south than that, but we definitely have a lot of people that routinely make the trip up here from Southern Oregon and sometimes beyond.
And talk about what Rotary has been able to do with all the funds raised over the years.
Yeah, Rotary scholarships is what this is all about. And whether that be an actual scholarship that Rotary puts together every year, which is typically is about $10,000 that is generated when we're all said and done with all the expenses and everything that has to happen to put the festival on. And then it also helps Rotary events as well to fund those. You know, it takes a little bit of money sometimes to make money. And so this goes into that kitty and gets distributed back out to our worthy students as they graduate.
And I know every year there are some special nights tied into area businesses.
Yep. We have banks and credit unions and Bi-Mart and Canned Food Night and Veterans Night. The Boys and Girls Club will have a night as well. And basically, you show your identification, whether if you're a veteran, you show your, you know, proof of ID. Sometimes it's you just look at them and you go, yes, you may come through for free. Sometimes, though, it's a debit card or a Bi-Mart card or on Canned Food Night. Five cans or pieces of non-perishable food will get you through. So those are all listed online at on our website at uvfestivaloflights.com.
And what's the cost for going through?
It's $10 to go through, and you can pay at the gate with a debit card or cash or buy your e-ticket ahead of time.
And as well, what are the hours?
We open at 5:30 every night and go until 9 o'clock. Most nights, Friday and Saturday night, we stay open until 10. So basically, once it gets dark or starts to get dark about dusk, you could make the drive out to River Forks Park and get in line and get ready to go through every night between now and the 1st of January.
Brian Prowitz with Festival of Lights. Anything else you want to add?
Well, we've got to thank the Parks Department and the County Commissioners for their support and their work with us on this. And then we have an amazing crew. Mike Zelski is our lead, and he makes sure that thing looks fantastic. And they put in a heck of a lot of work, especially coming up to the deadline. So without those guys, without everybody I just mentioned, the Parks Department, the County Commissioners, and our field crew, all we have is a field and a pile of steel. So they make it happen, and we appreciate them a lot.
All right, Brian Prowitz, thanks for being on this morning.
You bet, Kyle. Thanks.
8:38 Morning Conversation presented by Gerritsen Building Supply.